Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report for this Tuesday morning. The Labor Department today says that consumer prices rose at the fastest pace in more than a year in May, extending a period of higher inflation that could weigh on Federal Reserve officials as they debate when to raise short-term interest rates. The Consumer Price Index climbed a seasonally adjusted 0.4% from a month earlier. May's price increases were broad-based. Energy prices climbed 0.9%. Food prices rose 0.5%. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending June the 15th. The numbers look like this. Corn emerged 97% versus 92% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 96%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 76%, up 1 percentage point from a week ago. Fair, 20%, poor, 3%, very poor, 1%. Soybeans emerged 83% versus 71% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 77%. Soybean conditions, good to excellent, 73%, down 1 percentage point from a week ago. Fair, 23%, poor, 3%, very poor, 1%. Australia today raised its forecast for beef exports in the 2014-15 marketing year by nearly 8%, as dry conditions across the East Coast means farmers are slaughtering livestock at a near record pace. Shipments from Australia, the world's third largest exporter, are expected to total 1.12 million tons this season, the second highest on record amid rising demand from China. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 134,500 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico, that going out the door during the 2014-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 16,769, is down almost 12 points. The NASDAQ, 4,327, is up 6. The S&P 500, 1,937, is down 0.5 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest today is still looking at a favorable environment for crop development. In fact, yesterday's USDA crop ratings, with most of the corn crop at 76% in the good to excellent category, certainly has the crop poised to do extremely well as we move towards July. The 6Z GFS model run this morning suggested a ridge of high pressure would build up as we got to the second half of next week and into the following weekend. The ridge of high pressure was relatively strong, probably a little overdone. But the other models, like the GFS Ensemble and to a lesser degree the European model, also have ridges of high pressure that are showing up as we move closer to the 1st of July in the middle of the country. In fact, the middle of North America in general, because it looks as though the ridge of high pressure extends northward up into portions of Canada. I believe that as we move into July, a ridge of high pressure is going to be more dominant in the middle of the country. Not necessarily a blocking weather pattern, but it will generate some warmer and drier weather across portions of the Midwest and Plains as we move forward in time, and perhaps Canada as well. It isn't going to be an absolute feature, though. We are going to see some precipitation come and go across the parts of these areas and will stimulate a continuation of good crop development across many areas. In the near-term forecast for the Midwest, we're expecting to see an alternating pattern of rain and sunshine occurring across the region. Temperatures expected to be a little bit warmer biased over the next 5 days or so. The warmer weather will likely be welcome and help to stimulate faster drying rates between rain events and also to stimulate some faster crop development. In general, though, the crops will do very well. There will be a small portion of Missouri and parts of southwestern Illinois into Kentucky and parts of the U.S. Delta that may not see quite as much rain as other areas and may see a net drying biased environment evolve. That won't necessarily necessarily be a bad thing. There should be favorable amounts of moisture in most areas, and with the forecast in the second week being what it is, there will likely be a short-term bout of cooling late in the weekend and into early next week that will force a cool front further to the south across the lower parts of the Midwest, filling in these areas with rain after missing out on precipitation for a while in this first 5 to 6 days of the outlook. The specific temperature outlook across the Midwest are expected to generate afternoon highs running mostly in the 80s and a few lower 90s in the southern two-thirds of the region. As we go forward through the next 4 or 5 days, the northernmost parts of the Midwest will see some 70 and lower 80 degree readings. As we move into the late week and early part of next week, we'll see a cooling trend take place and the temperatures will settle back down into the 70s across northern portions of the Midwest and probably some lower 80s in the southern areas. And the low temperatures at night are certainly going to be non-threatening for a while. We'll see a lot of 50 and 60 degree readings, but some lower 70s will occur as well in some of the southern parts of the region. And there's still some potential for additional locally heavy rainfall with some of the storms coming up over the next week or so, but I don't see any generalized region of excessive rainfall. With that said, I want to make a quick note about the heavy rains last night in southeastern South Dakota and northwestern Iowa. Some of those areas saw anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, generally with some localized amounts getting up to 5 and 6 inches according to Doppler radar. Some of the central and northeastern parts of Iowa, which had been missed by previous rain, certainly was benefiting from the moisture last night, and additional rain will fall in that region as we move forward through the week, preventing any kind of festering dryness in any part of the Midwest over this next 10-day period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 704 and three quarters, down 3.5. Soft July wheat is 579 and three quarters, down 1.25. July corn, 436.5, down 4.5. September, 431 and three quarters, down 5. December, 436 and three quarters, down 5.25. July of 15 is 460 and three quarters, down 5.5. July soybeans, 1405 and three quarters, are down 16. September, 1243 and a quarter, down 12.5. November, 1206, and they're down 11. July soybean meal, 456.20, down 6.20. July soybean oil, 39.30, down 20. June live cattle, 147.92.5, up 47.5. August feeders are 209.60, up 90. July lean hogs are 125.07.5, and they're up 82.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you listen to Drew Lerner's forecast, and you look at the crop conditions that we got last night, and down goes the markets.
Yeah, warm and wet, warm and wet. Rain makes grain.
So, we're now testing out suspected support levels.
Yeah, we have the December hit 36 and a quarter. We hit, 35 and a half here a couple weeks ago. We hit 26 a couple weeks before that, and then we roared right back up again. So there's people still thinking we can roar back up towards the 50, but we're at 37, 37 and a half now. And on beans, that 12 to 1205 area support, we were there at 1201 just 2 weeks ago, and roared up to the 34, 35 area. We've been going back and forth. If we don't get rain and it stays hot, we could easily see bounces.
So it's completely in Mama Nature's hands between now and when we harvest it. I do wonder, though, end-of-the-month reports are coming. What role will they have in this, do you think?
Well, what are they going to do with acres? Are they going to increase bean acres or lower corn acres or leave corn acres alone? Are they going to raise yields? It's thought that they might raise a few more bean acres and raise yields, and that would mean more crop, which means more carryout.
Okay. And what are the early ways the winds are blowing? What is the trades thought?
Well, there were 2 years in the past where we had great summer weather, which we're which the USDA or whoever Weather Service is predicting, where we were 15% over the normal, that would put yields for corn at 182. It'd be over a 15 billion crop. It'd raise carryout just well over 2.5 billion on corn. And on beans, it would raise it to over 400 million. So those things are in the news. Don't know if that's what they'll come up with, but that's what some people in the industry are talking about.
If we get those kind of numbers, Pete, what does it mean on the chart to dollar value, do you think?
Well, the dollar value depends on if we have lower prices, how much will usage go up? Will it go up a lot? Remember, low prices cure low prices. Mm-hmm. When it goes down, more people use it. As more people use it, it pushes the price back up. So if it doesn't get new usage, we could really plummet some more.
All right, Pete. Thanks much.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. December corn, 437.5, down 4.75. And November soybeans are 1206, down 11. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.